And we can't talk much more about him without talking about San Antonio Rose.
That's right.
Talk to us about that song and how it came about. He wrote it, didn't he?
Yes. It's an interesting story. Do you know that story, Curly, about San Antonio Rose?
No, not all of it. I don't.
Well, I actually have some of the correspondence that Laureen Wills gave me.
Laureen
was Bob's sister.
Yeah.
And she gave me some correspondence between Mr. Milston, who was Bob Wills' lawyer, and Irving Berlin's publishing company. Well, the story goes that they had San Antonio Rose, which was an instrumental. Was it an old fiddle tune, Curly?
Right, right.
Irving Berlin's folks heard it, and they said, you know, if you put some words to it, we'll publish it. And, of course, song publishing was a very big deal in 1940, I believe, is when that came out. So Everett Stover,
right,
Bob, and one other, I know it was Everett Stover, Bob, and one other person.
Might have been Tommy Duncan.
Might have been Tommy Duncan at that time. Sat down, wrote some words, sent it to Irving Berlin. Well, as Curly has alluded to, Bob didn't do anything by the book exactly. And San Antonio Rose wasn't the kind of song, the structure of the song, that Tin Pan Alley was used to. So, first of all, you've got the instrumental music. They published that as San Antonio Rose. Then they have New San Antonio Rose, which has the words. Well, New San Antonio Rose was rewritten by Irving Berlin. They rewrote the melody. They rewrote the lyrics. And it's all what you would expect Tin Pan Alley to be. And put that out as New San Antonio Rose. Well, Bob was always game to do anything, so he tried to play it that way. And the fans would say, where's San Antonio Rose? This is not San Antonio Rose. This is something else. So I have some of this correspondence that Laureen gave me between Mr. Milston and Irving Berlin. I have the one where he says, all right, we're going to go back and we're going to print copies of your original San Antonio Rose. We're going to do that because we understand now. So now there are three pieces of sheet music you can get from San Antonio Rose. San Antonio Rose, New San Antonio Rose, and one called New and Original San Antonio Rose, which is the Bob Wills version with the lyrics. So that's how that all happened, and it became his biggest song ever, of course, covered by Bing Crosby, among other people. And I should say that somewhere there exists a disc that was done during World War II. You may remember this, Curly, when Bob Wills came to town with Bing Crosby for a war bond drive.
Yeah.
At the Tulsa Country Club, they recorded on an acetate together Bing Crosby and Bob Wills doing San Antonio Rose, sold to the highest bidder. An oil man here in Tulsa bid on it. It's the holy grail of Bob Wills' stuff now. Somewhere that record still exists. Nobody knows where it is.
And it's only available, to your understanding, on that 78?
Well, yeah, it was just an acetate. It wasn't even a 78. They just cut a one-time-only deal back then, just an acetate, and gave it to the highest bidder.
It was never produced for duplication.
No, one copy only of it.
And we have no idea where
it is. We have no idea where it is.
But we believe it's still around.
And we have been looking for it for many years. Many of us have been looking
I'll
for it for
darned.
A long time.
You know, that's a new story on me.
Didn't know that story?
I didn't know that whole story.
That's the one that apparently somebody got it. I can't even really find out who got it, but it was some prominent country club person.
Let's take out a big ad in the newspaper and be looking for that.
Man.
The song San Antonio Rose, you enjoyed playing that?
Oh, yeah. I like San Antonio
Did you
Rose.
Sing that with the band, with Johnny Lee? You sang it when
yeah.
I figured you were the lead vocalist on that.
Well,
just on Johnny Lee's version. See, Johnny Lee and Bob had a lot of the same repertoire.
Yeah.
A lot of people will tell you, and of course you know this, Curly, that they danced to Bob Wills here in the 40s when they were really dancing to Curly's band with Johnny Lee.
Yeah.
Because in all actuality, yes, Johnny Lee was here much longer than Bob Wills. It was almost like Bob Wills was passing through. Is that true?
Well, from 34 to 43, he was here full time.
Okay.
And then he would come back for special things
throughout
the 40s. 50s, he came back in late 50s for time. And actually bought the Canes from Mr. Mail for a time, combined the bands. That didn't work. That ended the daily broadcast. And in 59 is when they went to Las Vegas, Curly?
I believe it was, yeah.
And by that time, you were with
Leon McAuliffe.
Leon McAuliffe, right. Yeah. But they would change members. The Johnny Lee and the Bob Wills bands were almost interchangeable because they'd have some of the same members. They'd move back and forth from the coast or Texas. Bob was there later, and they moved back and forth between bands. So I guess you guys just played a lot of what Bob played.
Yeah,
and Bob
yeah.
would, of course, play the stuff you played.
Oh, yeah.